Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. I don't know about you, but I spent my entire life chasing after things that I thought was going to satisfy me. It didn't matter what it was. It could have been alcohol, drugs, chasing after or immoral relationships. Whatever it was, I thought it was going to satisfy me. And you know what? None of it ever did. I might have got a little bit of temporary pleasure from the sin, but there was nothing that really that was lasting. There was nothing that really fulfilled what my purpose was. In the end, it always stung. I always got the result of sin, and the result of sin is always going to be death. What God is offering to give to us is everything in the whole universe, and we're not going to have to, you know, fork over any money to get it. He says, listen, listen to me and eat what is good. He tells us to listen twice in that sentence, and then he tells us to listen again in the other sentence. What I came to find out is that if God really sent his son to die on a cross to pay for our sins, he died a horrible death on a cross. It was brutal torture. You know, they nailed him to a cross. And before that, you know, I mean, he was whipped the way the Romans whip people. You know, they were experts at inflicting as much pain as possible without actually killing the person. As a matter of fact, the from what I understand, the Roman soldiers would get in trouble and sometimes even executed if they actually killed the prisoner that they were supposed to torture. So they kept him alive, in other words, so that he could endure a lot more pain. And what I found out is that if God really did send his son to die like that, then it just makes sense for us to find out what he had to say. I mean, how many of us can actually say that we've read the New Testament all the way through? And those of us that have, how many of us can say that we actually obey what Jesus tells us? Another thing to consider is that God may be speaking to us, but we might not be tuned in to listen to him. It's a proven fact that people hear what they want to hear, and they don't hear it if they don't want to hear it. You know, have you ever tried to talk to a stubborn friend who is getting ready to make a bad mistake, or to a five-year-old kid, you know, trying to tell the five-year-old why they can't have ice cream 10 minutes before dinner? You know, most of the time, they're not wanting to hear anything else. You know, unless they make a deliberate decision to listen to what you got to say, they're going to be thinking about the stubborn choice that they're getting ready to make, or they're going to be thinking about the ice cream. And it's like, you know, we need to make a conscious decision and say, wait a minute, I want to hear what this Jesus has to say. I want to find out about it. If he loved me enough and he obeyed his Father and hung on a cross to pay for my sins, yeah, I choose to listen to him. I'm all ears. And what I found out is that when we have a heart like that, God can start opening up the mysteries in the universe to us. He can start revealing things to us that we would have never known.